As we discussed in our previous shiur, the Gemara says, Pyrus Mapa Makadish, that when one makes Kiddush, he's supposed to have the chalas covered, Tzarch Shtei Mapa, Ala Shulchan Tachas HaPas, Umacha, a Mapa, Cheres Prusa, Al Gabov, as is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Siftes. And as we said, there were three reasons. We explained those reasons extensively. Why? One is Shlayira Pas Boishtoi. The other is Zeich Lamon. And the third reason is that when somebody comes, it shows the Yikra, the Shapsa, it shows the Cheshivas of the Shabbos meal, that the food is only brought out L'Kavod Shabbos. There are Dorach HaShulchan, actually, here in Sif Yudalit, says that the main reason is Shlayira Pas Boshtai. And in fact, that's one of the reasons that even though we said in our previous shiur that there are Rishonim that already say we should use a white tablecloth, the minig of most people is not to use a white tablecloth, a white collar cover. And the reason is because it's only because since the main reason we cover the chalas is Shlayira Pas Boishtoi, and for Shlayira Pas Boishtoi, it makes no difference, obviously, what color cover is used. There are obviously many very significant nafkaminas in halacha, which of the reasons we follow and have nafkaminas. One nafkamina is till when, what is the halacha if we're covering, if we're making kiddush on challah? If the reason is shlayira pas boishtoi, so here we don't have the problem. If, however, the reason is zeich leman or yikur the shabso, then it still should be covered. The next nafkamina is till when does it have to be covered? Until after the bar pri agafen, that is, would be the halacha. If the reason is because of Shlayira Pas Boishtoi. If, however, the reason is the other reasons, so it should be for the duration of the Kiddush. Another nafkamina is, do we have to cover the bread by Havdalah? If the reason is for Yikra the Shaps, if the reason, and we spoke about this in the previous year also, Zeich Lamon certainly doesn't apply on Matzah Shabbos. But if you have wine on the table and you're making Havdalah and you have Chal on the table, you have the problem of Yolayira Pas Boishtoi. If you have, the reason is to show the Cheshivas, maybe also you should cover it. The Magen Avraham says that the Chal should be covered until after the entire Kiddush is recited. Another question is, does the chalas have to be covered by shalashudas, by the sudas shlishas? If the reason is zeich leman, so it should be even by sudas shlishas. If it's because of yikra the shabsa, that you want to show the chshivas of the sudas shabbos, so again, why is sudas shlishas any different? If, however, the reason is because of shlayira pas boishtoi, by shalashudas, we don't make kiddush, and therefore we don't have that problem. Most people obviously have the minig not to cover the chalas by shal shudas. And in fact, Aruch HaShulchan says that's our minig. But I did see that, and it's very much in line with Aruch HaShulchan, Shita, that says that the main reason it's because of Shlayira Pas Boishtoi. But I did see that both the Ben Ishchai and the Kaf HaChayim say that we should be Pyrus Makba by Shal Shudas as well. The Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody wants in Simen Reish Tzadik Tes, Sif Tes says that if somebody wants to eat a meal immediately after Havdalah, he should be careful not to bring the challah, the bread, to the table before Havdalah. And says the Shulchan Aruch that indeed if somebody does bring the challah to the table when he's making Havdalah, that's why he should cover the challah. And that's why, perhaps, many people have a minig not to have a tablecloth on the table when Havdalah is recited. And perhaps the reason is, in those days especially, no one ate on a table without a tablecloth. They want to make sure that you don't have challah on the table when the Havdalah is being recited, because otherwise you have a problem with covering the challah. So if you don't have a tablecloth, you're not going to have challahs on the table. But now, there's a very fundamental question. Another raftamina that Pais can discuss before we go further is, can you use a transparent challah cover? If it's Zeich Laman, sure. If it's because of Yikra the Shapsa, fine. If it's, on the other hand, because Shlayira Pas Baishtai, you shouldn't use a transparent challah cover. There are different minhagim. Most Paiskim I saw actually hold that you should not use a transparent challah cover. But I did see that Ramosha held that you, that Rav Shon Zalman held that you can use a plastic, a transparent challah cover. But now, the question is, what has to be covered? That's one question. Do all the challahs have to be covered, or only the challahs in front of the person who's making Kiddush? And the second question is, do we know, typically, Kiddush Shabbos by day, especially when Kiddush is being made in shul, so people don't have challahs in shul, but of course they have cake served, cake and crackers. You have to have the cake and crackers served, as the next sugya of our Gemara teaches us, because of the reason of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Yet, we don't really find that most people are careful to cover those challahs and to cover that cake. And the question is why. So certainly, many Paiskim take the opinion that you don't have to cover only the challah that's in front of the person in front that's making Kiddush. And actually, if we learn our sugya well, that's really pshat, because our sugya that we began the previous year with was everybody had their own table, and they were making Kiddush but their own private table. But if we're only making Kiddush if one person's making Kiddush for everybody, perhaps it's only his challahs that have to be covered, not everybody's challahs that have to be covered. Although, I did see that the Igros Moshe and Chelek Hei Simen Chof Ois Yud Ches says that all of the challahs that are in the room when Kiddush is being made ought to be covered. Obviously, Rav Moshe is very concerned with the issue, as we've been discussing, of Shlayira Hapas Baishtai. So we follow that approach. We certainly need to understand why isn't the cake covered that when we make Kiddush and Shul Shabbos morning. So one explanation, again as we just said, is that this halacha only applies to the person who's making Kiddush, particularly if we say that. But then there's another pshat, and that is, if we say that the reason we cover the chalas is zeich leman, so only challah, which is the staple food item of the meal, can we say on that food that it's zeich leman. But cake, which even though we could indeed be yoytze kiddush b'makom suda with cake, but we can't consider cake the main part of the meal. We have to wash the challah at a Shabbos Suda, and therefore the concept of covering is only by challah. I also saw from the Eishel Avram, the Bechatcha Eishel Avram, that says that if the din of covering the challah is only when it's a whole challah. But when it's sliced into pieces, then the din of covering doesn't apply. And therefore, according to him, when you have slices of cake, so you don't have to cover that cake. And similarly, according to him, if you'll have on the table a sliced challah or sliced bread, you don't have to cover, that isn't included in the halacha, that you have to cover the challah by the Shabbos meal. The other question that comes up, and the Darki Tshuva in the Sefer Nemukei Arachayim discusses this at great length. He says it was actually the subject of a debate of great Rebbes. It was the subject of a debate between the Chayz Lublin and Reb Mendel Rimenover. Do the challahs only be, are the challahs only covered by the Friday night meal, or the challahs also covered by the Shabbos by day meal? He says the minig of the Chayz Lublin was to cover them even Shabbos by day. And if we think about the reason, Seich Lamon, if we think about the reason Shlayira pas boishtoi, so they ought to be covered by day as well. If, on the other hand, the reason is because of Yikra, the Shapsa, then it's only by night as the Shabbos begins. Furthermore, there are those that, there's an interesting Ramah. Ramah discusses this at the beginning of Hilchus Shabbos. And the Ramah Simon Shin Mem Beis said that the minig was to eat kugel at the Friday night meal. Why do they eat kugel at the Friday night meal? Zeich Lamon. So therefore, Reb Mendel Rimenover says that it seems that only Friday night is there a point to try to make a Zeich Lamon. Shabbos by day, there is no point in making a Zeich Lamon. And therefore, he says that even if we take the reason it's because of Zeich Lamon, Shabbos by day, there is no Zeich Lamon. As we just said, there's no Yikra the Shabbos either. It's interesting, he quotes the Nemukei Arachayim, the Mechas Elazar, who says that the minig of his father, the Darkei Tshuva, was that we know we have to have two challahs by the Shabbos meal. So he says his minig was to keep one challah covered Shabbos by day and one challah uncovered, to keep one challah covered and one challah uncovered. I guess that was some sort of a compromise. Another, the Mishnah Brura here goes into a discussion. The Mishnah Brura here goes into an interesting discussion in continuing to teach us about the challahs that we have at the Shabbos table. The Mishnah Brura holds that the challah should be covered Shabbos by day as well. And the Mishnah Brura quotes the Ali Rabin Derech Achayim that says if somebody's making Kiddush on the challah, so he says still you should have a cover on the challah, and it's very understandable, because even though you don't have the problem of Yikra the Shapsa, but you still have the other problems that we have still the other issues, Zeichel, even though you have the issue of Shlayira Pas Boishtei, I'm sorry, but you have the other issues that we've discussed, the issue of Zeich Lamon, the issue of Yikra the Shapsa, and therefore, even if you're making Kiddush on the challah, you should have them covered, he says, and what you should do is you should put your hands on top of the covering, which is on top of the challah, while you're making the Kiddush, and when you get to the Hamaitzi, you should open up the challah cover, and then put your hands directly on the challahs and make the Hamaitzi, begin making the Berachas Hamaitzi, and when you get to the name of Hashem in the Berachas Hamaitzi, Baruch Atah Hashem, you should pick up the challahs until you finish saying the Shem Hashem, and then put them down. After you finish the Berachas Hamaitzi, and then you're continuing saying the Kiddush, says the Mishnah Brura, cover them again and put your hands on top of the cover. There's a beautiful vart that I saw on this concept of Pyrus Mappa or Mekadosh from the Lulav Rebbe. He says Pyrus mappa means that we should be covered with a mappa. He says, if a person is pyrus mappa on himself, that even if he comes to certain madregas and avoidus Hashem, he's pyrus mappa. He keeps it quiet. He doesn't make it public or mekadesh. That person will indeed come to the madrega that he will be kadosh, that he will indeed be holy. HaKadosh Baruch should help that between the combination of the Kedushas Shabbos and the Kedusha that we infuse itself, we should all be zoichet to Kedusha v'tahara.